You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Paul Tepeti, the lead singer of the Patriot rock band Poker Face. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
Dave, always a pleasure, brother.
Yes, sir, it is. So I'm sure there's a lot of people who have heard you speak before and found out that you know a lot about a lot of stuff. And, you know, you're a great ally for, you know, whatever you want to call it, the truth movement. I like to use the word truth, you know, because truth is important, right? It's pure. It can't be messed with, right? And there are going to be some listeners because the AFP audience has been opening up quite dramatically recently.
You've been doing great, brother. I'm proud of you.
Everybody. You know, it's a team effort.
You've been doing great stuff on the website and the radio side. So, I mean, kudos to you, bro. You've been doing a stand-up job.
Well, I mean, I wish I could do more, but I appreciate it. There are going to be a lot of people who are hearing this and they don't know who you are. So why don't we, before we get into talking about the AFP Free Speech Conference in Austin, Veterans Day weekend, November 8th to the 10th, why don't you just give the listeners a little bit of background about who you are?
Sure. My name is Paul Tepeti. I've been the lead singer for Poker Face since 1989. 94, on the one-year anniversary of the Waco massacre by the federal government, we started writing political music, and it changed our path in life, our career, the direction we were headed in, and we've never stopped and looked back, and basically calling the government on the carpet of their crimes against we the people. And they're supposed to be there for us, to serve us, of the people, by the people, for the people, not of the corporation like it is today, or of the Jew as it is today. And Poker Face is basically on the front lines when it comes to free speech, when it comes to Second Amendment rights. We are very, very hardcore activists when it comes to standing up for those rights, because once those rights are gone, they're never coming back, and we don't want to see them gone. We don't even want to see them be deviated in any form. But, of course, we've seen bill after bill coming from the Democommies and other traitors in our government. So you're going to hear Poker Face stand up a lot and be very active and in the face of tyranny. Since 94, we've been writing CDs with music on it to entertain, but not only entertain, but to educate the masses, especially the youth, since they're going to be the ones fighting the wars. Somebody needs to be writing the battle cries of this generation, and Poker Face stepped up and took that mantle on, and we've been running with it ever since.
Cool. And, of course, that's PokerFace.com, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, let's get into this AFP Free Speech Conference, because you're one of the, I believe, six speakers who are going to be talking there. Phil Turney, who you know very well.
Bill, just talked to him earlier tonight about getting together down there.
Tex Mars, Deanna Spingola.
I haven't met her. I've only heard a little bit of her radio shows.
I interviewed her, and I didn't know anything about her either. But if you go to the American Free Press website, americanfreepress.net, you'll see the slideshow, and she's in there. And it's pretty cool how she came to prominence within the truth community. What happened basically was that two publishers approached her and said, can you write a book for us, a history book? And so she picked the first one who came along because she thought that was fair because they were the first. And so she wrote the book, and it was a sprawling book. And she handed it in when she was done, and the publisher said, okay, well, you know, it's great, but we have to do a few things. One is we can't mention the J word.
Why even put the book out?
The publisher said, just let the people read between the lines, but don't write the word Jew. And I told her, I said, well, maybe Jews don't really exist. And then he said, well, and I want to put this person with you, like a handler, like they do with everybody else who's important to destroying the world and manipulating everybody. So she was great.
Right.
Mark Dankoff, interviewed him. Are you familiar with him?
No, but I've been checking him out a little bit. He's a minister, seems to be a stand-up guy. Looking forward to meeting him in person and, you know, shooting breeze and see what he's all about.
Yeah, great. I enjoyed my time with him. Bishop Richard Williamson.
Definitely looking forward to seeing that, brother, man. He should be Pope, man, if anybody should be Pope.
Right.
Instead of the pedophiles and faggots on the pulpit, let's at least have a real lover of God that is strict constitutionalist of the Catholicism. I mean, if you're going to be a Catholic, be Catholic, okay? Don't pretend to be something that you're not, or fleece the children that you should be feeding, you know? He's a real man, because he stands up to the Jew pressure. As more and more of us start standing up, and the cries of wolf are going to start falling on deaf ears, it's over for them, man. Thanks for the effort of Bishop Williams, and he's putting the whole Holocaust myth to death, man.
Right. Great man. I spoke with Phil, I spoke with Tex, I spoke with Deanna, I spoke with Mark, and they gave me a little teaser about what they'll be talking about down there in Austin. You have your...
I'm going to give them a little background who I am, like, why am I even here? In terms of, like, being a musician, why I do the things, like, my background, where I came out from with my parents. Then I was going to talk a little bit about, like, why am I even speaking with all these other great people on the bill? Why do I even rate to even be worthy enough to be with these great leaders, like the Tex Mars and Bishop Williamson and attorneys that have, you know, laid it on the line so much and for so long? I'm going to tell them about my experience recently with Freedom Palooza and the Patriot Panhandlers that threw me under the bus when, you know, I thought we agreed on 80% of the same thing, but obviously me having my own opinion about the Holocaust made me more special of a narrative well and subhuman than being the extremist and the gun nuts and the domestic terrorists, all these other labels that, you know, America's favorite parasitic groups of the ADL and SPLC seem to call us all the same names. But I was a Holocaust denier, so I was an extra special nerdy well, so they had to throw me on the bus so the Czechos could keep coming in to their fake patriot groups. They run at words from Bolsheviks. How the hell are they going to stand up for us when the Bolsheviks come with the guns for our guns? So I'm there to expose that these are nothing but false leaders. And then lastly, I'm going to give solutions. Things that you and I have talked about, like the trash rating system, the Tom Music rating score for movies and TV shows. That doesn't just deal with cursing or sex, but it also goes into the cultural Frankfurt Gramsci School of Programming, all the different things, the symbolism. I'm going to talk about like how we can fight back with separation of temple and state and getting rid of the menorahs at the public events at the White House and at the Congress, at the Capitol. Look, I don't want a Christmas tree. If the manger isn't there, I don't want to see manure there, man, okay? And then also the kosher tax. Why are we paying it? If anybody pays, it'd be the Jews at the checkout, not the rest of us, okay? If you want your rabbi to demonically curse your food, that's up to you, man. I don't need them to. And when it comes to Judaism and Kabbalism, I'm definitely an atheist to those perverted, but not faith. They're basically ideologies on how to teach sociopathy and psychopathy to each other so that they can feed upon the rest of humanity. Other solutions that we've come up with over the years, like the local solution, how we do everything local, bringing hemp as production for the people. And then I'm going to get into the medicine for the elder crowd. I mean, they shouldn't be dealing with pain every day of their life if they don't have to. They should have to deal with a lot of contraindications they have because of medicines they shouldn't be taking if they would just take the hemp resin medicine. They got put on this earth for us to use. In the last days, God said that he would bring up a plant of great renown, and that plant of great renown is the hemp marijuana plant that is put here on this earth for us to use. And because we're not using it, like vitamin C, we're all getting scurvy, but instead of scurvy, we're all getting cancers and diabetes, all these other maladies that if the elder crowd, you know, started to stand up and talk to the Congress people, there are a third of the population that should be heard and demanding that this stuff be made available to them. I don't want Obamacare. I want teaching medicine care, okay? And let's see where the problem is at, if there is really a problem. Let's pay the farmers billions instead of paying Jewish tentacle, death cartel, hospital owners, trillions of our money that we don't have. So I hope to cover a bunch of that stuff and, you know, include, you know, why I'm a Holocaust denier. I'm a truther. I love the truth. I've called Dave Foxman out several times, like, anytime you want to debate me, since you seem to think you have all the facts, and let's throw down all the facts. Let's put it up on YouTube for all to see, and let's see if your Hall of Hoax is finally a dead coming out the door, man, because it's killing humanity. It's killing Western civilization where they can't even speak about the free speech anymore, because if you mention it, you go to jail. That's what I don't want to happen here in America. That's why I'm more than happy to go down, fly to Austin, and speak to not just the people in the conference room. I hope you guys are going to be live streaming it so that I told a bunch of other friends that I was going to be down there, that they would love to see a stream. And if you guys need help with that, let me know, because I can probably get some people together so that we can do this.
Yeah. So November 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Go to the 10th. I'm looking forward to it. Austin, Texas. Be there. Tickets are going fast, so pick yourself while you still can. The lineup is outstanding. Tons of folks from AFP are going to be there, plus Texas' wife, beautiful woman. Love her to death, too. It's going to be a great confab, man. And anybody listening to this, it's well worth the time and effort. These people love this country like I do, and I'm showing up because it matters. So, you know, history is made by those who show up and are counted. So,
That's right. Looking forward to it, Paul. Great talking to you. Thanks for coming on and explaining
Always
all this
pleasure,
to
sir.
All right.
You got it, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, man.